SBS کوردی روجنینی ششه وار و روجن یکشمه دوی دونیورو یان گهلدانا بریا اینترنت دما دخوازی
Ellen Sheffield, co-founder and chief innovation officer at MyDNA, which is an Australian genetic interpretation company. Welcome to SBS Radio. Can you hear me, Ellen?
Yeah, sorry.
Okay. A new research by your company reveals that DNA exposes fat from facts in diet and exercise. If you could tell us, first of all, a little bit more about this finding.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, yeah, MyDNA has done some recent research, which is quite interesting, which is it's showing that about half of Australians who go on diets, actually their attempts at dieting fail, which means they're not losing weight, which is, you know, one in two, that's quite a lot of people. And those people who are lucky enough to lose weight tend to put on weight the weight that they lost and regain that within 12 months of losing the weight. And that was about two-thirds of people. So we're finding there's a lot of people struggling, I guess, to lose weight. And when they do, even if they do lose weight, they're putting it on again. So very interesting to see how many people are being affected by the fact of how difficult it is to try and shed those kilos.
So, in short, this finding basically suggests that one size does not fit all and when it comes to dieting and fitness programs. So, what are the, why are they so ineffective?
Yeah, well, so, I mean, look, I guess a lot of these, we really looked at what is the impact of fad dieting, and fad dieting, you know, is often when people want to get looking for like a short-term fix. And so they often involve doing things that are quite radical, i.e. maybe removing or eliminating a complete food group out of their diet altogether. And that might work for a short period of time, but over the long term, they tend to then go back to normal eating habits, and therefore they quickly gain the weight again. So, that's probably why they're, mainly because they're ineffective, they're probably too short term.
So based on this research, what advice would you give people that are trying to lose or maintain a healthy weight?
Yeah, I mean, clearly that, you know, that approach is not something that works. And I guess, we all know that there are, that, as you mentioned before, a one-size-fits-all approach doesn't work. And now you can actually use, there's a little bit more science into understanding how you as an individual, how your body works and how it might impact diet. And so, at MyDNA, we actually have introduced DNA testing to help people sort of understand more about how their genes actually affect their ability to lose weight, their health, and even some lifestyle decisions. And an example of that is that, if what we can look at as part of the DNA testing are things like whether how you process carbohydrates, fats, or even protein. Now, if you're one of those people that process carbohydrates really well, then, there's no real need for you to go on a low carbohydrate diet, which is really difficult to stick to anyway. So, you'd be better off going on something different and just a standard more low, keep your calories down and to just to eat healthily, and you'll probably get a better result.
So do we have this kind of testing available, say, at GPs or just, regular medical centres for people to be able to pinpoint what they need to do in order to be healthy?
Yeah, absolutely. It is available through GPs and doctors, but probably where most people are accessing in terms of the weight management test that we do is from their local pharmacy. Mm-hmm. So we've actually trained up about 1,000 pharmacies around Australia to understand how, who advise a lot of the community about what different weight loss options they might have. They've become, experts in this area of science and can work with the patient and their local doctor to try and get the best result for them.
So Where can people get more information about this research, as well as how they can achieve their ideal healthy weight?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, the whole idea is, if we can give you a more individualized approach that's tailored for you, as opposed to just, you know, just dieting because someone else that you know lost weight on a certain program, then it just adds a little bit more precision and science to it, and hopefully takes some of the guesswork out of it. So if people want to learn more about it, then I'd encourage them to go to our website, which is www.mydna.life, and where they can get a free information guide, or they can find out which pharmacies stock the DNA test kits, or they can order a kit online.
Sure. Also, another question that I was meant to ask was about the No Diet Day on May 6th. What is the purpose of this particular day?
Yeah, the No Diet is really just encouraging people not to diet for the day and just to, you know, eat healthily and eat normally. So it's just reminding people or emphasising that some of these fad diets is not really the best approach, and that as long as you're having a more balanced balanced approach to dieting or to eating, then that's going to be much more sustainable over the long term.
Can they actually be dangerous?
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess, yeah, absolutely they can, because, I mean, without, you know, some of these fad diets, as I said, they can, you know, you're making drastic changes or eliminating particular food groups from your diet that, you know, depending on your medical history and your own personal circumstance, you know, they might actually be doing more harm than good. So, you know, it's always more advisable that if you're going to go on a diet, certainly one that's drastic, that you discuss that with your GP or your doctor to make sure that it's appropriate. And, you know, most practitioners and health professionals will really advise about, you know, not trying to do things so drastically, but just to try and make good, healthy lifestyle and healthy decisions.
Alan Sheffield, co-founder and chief innovation officer at MyDNA, we thank you so much for joining us here at SBS Radio today, and thanks for all the insight.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks very much for your time and having me on your show.
SBS Radio.